other way.
That voice from the R&B and soul music world of the 1960s is Jackie Shane, but it was only heard publicly for about a decade before she all but disappeared in 1971. Before that, she always attracted attention. Jackie Shane was born an African-American boy in 1940 in segregated Nashville, Tennessee. But when she took the stage there at the Sapphire Tavern in Toronto, she was a star who wore wigs and makeup and beautiful gowns. She was a transgender pioneer, a man living as a woman before that term had even been coined. Recently, producers from the record company Numero Group found Jackie Shane, 77 now, living alone back in Nashville. They're releasing a box set of her recordings today. And New York Times pop culture reporter Reggie Ugwu also found Jackie Shane and had a rare phone interview with her. He joins us now. And Reggie, I shouldn't say rare, it was the only phone interview with her.
Yeah, you know, we were really fortunate and able to come first with the story on her. She hadn't spoken to the press extensively ever, really, in her career.
Right. Just give us a little more context. I mean, when she moved to Toronto, that song, Any Other Way, was such a hit there that it was number two ahead of Skeeter Davis's The End of the World and just below the Chiffons' He's So Fine.
Yeah, two sort of iconic songs from the era, and Jackie was a rare sort of local artist to make that kind of impact in Toronto at the time. So that gives you a sense of, you know, the waves that she was making.
Yeah, and talk about how astonishing this is, given where she came from. We're talking 1940s, 1950s, Jim Crow South. She's not just black, but openly, well, how would you describe it?
Well, she says that she described herself as gay, and that's kind of the community that she was involved in at the time. But, you know, she told me that she didn't really spend much time trying to explain or describe her identity to people. She said, people didn't explain themselves to me, so why should I have to explain myself to them?
Yeah. This is in the South. Even as a child in the schoolyard, you say, when somebody tried to bully her, she took a jump rope and, you know, thrashed him. She wore this defiance openly.
Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable story. And Jackie says that, you know, aside from that schoolyard incident, she didn't have that much trouble. I think she was able to disarm people with sort of a strong self-confidence. And she didn't hide who she was. She wasn't ashamed. She wasn't embarrassed. She was just Jackie, as she said. And I think that she was able to sort of disarm people with her charisma.
They say the best things in life are free, but you can give them to the person who's not needing money.
That's Jackie Shane singing Berry Gordy's Money, which was recorded by black artists starting in 1959, before it was a hit for the Beatles. But Reggie Ugwu, she puts a rap in the middle also. Let's listen.
You know, when I'm walking down Young Street, you won't believe this, but you know some of them funny people have the nerve to point the finger at me and grin and smile and whisper. But you know that don't worry, Jackie, because I know I look good. And every Monday morning I laugh and grin on my way to the bank, because I got mine. I look good, I got money, and everything else that I need. You know what my slogan is? Baby, do what you want. Just know what you're doing. As long as you don't force your will and your way on anybody else, live your life, because ain't nobody sanctified and holy.
Reggie, that is pretty radical.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love that clip because you, right there, you get sort of a crystallization of her whole philosophy, her whole worldview. And you know, on the stage is one of the few places where she felt that she could truly be herself. And not only that, but advance her message and really reach out and connect with people in an authentic way.
What did she tell you about why she just disappeared?
Well, she says that she was very, very close with her mother, who was one of the few people who she loved and trusted, you know, unreservedly in her life. And her mother was getting older on in years, and her husband died. Jackie's stepfather passed away. And after a certain point, she said she decided to go home and be closer to her. And she lived very close with her mother and took care of her. She had Alzheimer's until she passed in 1997.
Well, you also tried to figure out how she's living now after her mother passed. She went back to Nashville and she rarely goes out. What's your sense of how she's surviving?
It's fascinating. I mean, You know, Jackie is an extraordinarily self-reliant, sort of self-sufficient person. And I think you get a sense talking to her that she just, frankly, doesn't have that much use for other people. And you know, so we're, it's kind of a natural thing for her to be alone and sort of do things on her own time. And so we're, you or I might look at it and think that, you know, it's unthinkable or lonely or strange to be, you know, that kind of isolated or to not mingle, as Jackie puts it, for such a long period of time. For her, it's just kind of natural. And, you know, she's quite happy, I think. She loves to order Domino's, she told me. She has an extensive library of old Hollywood films. And so it's very extraordinary life in some ways, but also kind of recognizable. You know, she likes to watch TV and to watch, keeps up with the news and takes care of her cat.
Well, and sign the release for this boxed set that's coming out of her work. By the way, we should say the record company couldn't get her to come to the door, but they slid it under the door and she signed it. Is there a chance she might come back?
She's been kind of teasing that idea, that prospect of a return to the stage. She doesn't want to give a timeline, but, you know, she wants to go back to Toronto first of all and perform there for in front of a crowd again. You know, it's just kind of have to wait and see what happens.
With bated breath. Reggie Ugwu, pop culture reporter for the New York Times. We'll link you to his reporting on Jackie Shane and more about the box set of her work that's coming out today. Reggie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. Cruel, cruel world. What have you for me? Need someone to
love. I don't need your sympathy. Jackie, I hope you're listening. It's Here and Now. If I'll ever be free.